rolling onto the South Shore this morning, with more snow expected later today. And joining us this morning to discuss this further is WATD Chief Meteorologist Rob Gilman. Rob, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. As the dark and stormy night turns into a dark and snowy day gradually.
So has the storm been tracking basically the way you expected so far from what you're seeing?
Exactly. Yeah, this is bombogenesis, rapidly deepening, 24 millibars in 24 hours, kind of a double storm center, and the newest circulation now is well off Nantucket, so colder air is being drawn down into central Massachusetts. Over a foot of snow now, new snow in the Berkshires, and with a wind gust, the power outages are multiplying.
So the northern part of the state, as you said, is being hit very hard right now. What do you expect we can see here on the South Shore? How bad are we going to get it in terms of snow?
Right now it's the western part of the state, especially with elevation, the Berkshires. So if you're up in Lawrence and Methuen, that area is getting rain. They'll be going over to snow in a couple of hours. Worcester has been mainly snow, especially at elevation, and that's moving toward the eastern part, our side of Route 495 on the northern stretch. So as you get to 9, 10 o'clock, that whole area of Middlesex County will be all snow, heavy snow, 1 to 2 inches an hour, with winds at 20 to 40 miles an hour and stronger gusts. And as you get to noon, it'll be 128 into the Boston area, and then it's all snow along the South Shore by 2 or 3 o'clock.
And, of course, we're talking a lot about the snow, but, of course, the wind is also a very major concern with this storm.
Exactly. And I was just saying 35, 40, 50 miles an hour in central and western Massachusetts because there's less friction over the ocean, and this is a nor'easter. We're going to have at least 55 and perhaps 65 mile an hour winds now. It sounds like it's 10 miles an hour higher, but it acts over an area, so it's actually that much stronger as that wind really increases. And we've been seeing those wind gusts already on the order of 25, 35 miles an hour. Blue Hill Observatory gusting down to 40 miles an hour.
So with this, I assume we're expecting some power outages probably.
Well, they're already, again, across the state, multiplying 10,000 going up quickly. I expect we're going to see scattered power outages again. Not every town is going to lose a lot of customers in that regard, because we're not looking at 100 or 2 or 120 mile an hour winds. This is not everybody, but it is going to be at least isolated pockets of power outage. And again, the real concern would be, Dan, where the wet, pasty snow attaches to tree limbs and trees. You bring those down on power lines, and that's where you're going to have power outages. And again, that would be especially later this afternoon into this evening. But with the kind of winds we're talking about, power restoration is going to be a slow process.
So Wendy, the commutes for both this morning, this evening, and this tomorrow morning sound like both are not going to be rather pleasant.
Yeah. Commuting is not pleasant, especially with a nor'easter. That is for sure. This is rain this morning, and the rain will go right through the morning here along the South Shore into the city of Boston. But by the time you get to 2, 3, 4 o'clock, it's going to be mainly snow, and it's going to be very difficult to get around by land, sea, and, you know, check your airlines after 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Very difficult traveling. In fact, near blizzard conditions in a good part of the state with the high winds and the snow. By tomorrow morning, it'll all be winding down in terms of the snowfall intensity. The storm center is actually going to wrap right into eastern Massachusetts. So you're just not going to know what's happening from 1 hour to the next here on the South Shore. When we get to 6, 7, 8 o'clock tonight, it'll be snowing hard, perhaps 1 to 2 inches an hour. And then suddenly nothing's happening for an hour or two. And then it's raining hard with the temperature around 35, 36, and then it goes back to heavy snow. And again, that'll all wind down into tomorrow morning. By this time tomorrow, there'll just be a few snow showers around, though still very windy.
All righty. Well, we're going to be keeping an eye on it, and we know you will be as well. Thank you so much, Rob. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and I just want to mention one thing that's important here, and that is coastal impacts. These are not the highest tides by any means, but with a storm like this, very low pressure, you have a storm surge piling the water onto our coastline, and especially towns like Duxbury, Marshfield, Scituate, Hull are going to experience beach battering with huge ocean waves and at least minor in some pockets of moderate coastal flooding inundating the roads. The first one is this evening, and then the wind is shifting more to the north and northwest, and we have a coastal flood advisory for tomorrow morning's high tide.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Rob. We know you're keeping an eye on it for us, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.